The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services informed the Patrick administration that because fewer children have been apprehended crossing the border over the last month, and because there is more room now at existing shelters in other states, Massachusetts will not be needed as a temporary home for up to 1,000 children. Responding to an earlier request from the Obama administration, Governor Deval Patrick suggested Westover Air Reserve Base in Chicopee and Camp Edwards on Cape Cod as possible locations for the shelters. Patrick was moved to tears at a July 18th news conference when he announced the decision, which he said was based on civic duty and religious beliefs.
I believe that we will one day have to answer for our actions and our inactions. My faith teaches that if a stranger dwells with you in your land, you shall not mistreat him, but rather love him as yourself, for you were strangers in the land of Egypt.
In a statement released Tuesday night, Patrick said he was deeply moved by the outpouring of support for his offer. Patrick, who last week said calls and emails to his office were running 3-1 in support of his decision, said in the statement, quote, "It appears there is not a need for Massachusetts to serve these children at this time, but I am proud of our willingness to do so." Local officials in Chicopee and on Cape Cod had voiced alarm about Patrick's plan. Chicopee Mayor Richard Koss said he was pleased with the federal government's announcement.
Right from the start, we said that Westover did not make sense. They don't have the housing, and the security issues there were paramount.
Republican State Senator Don Humison faulted Patrick for not consulting with local officials in advance before suggesting the possible shelter sites to the federal government.
I don't think anybody likes to be told that this is what's going to happen. And certainly it got our got our backs up and folks really rallied against it. We'd much rather be considered partners, whether it's the state delegation or the city and mayor's office.
Congressman Richard Neal, who had questioned the wisdom of housing the immigrant children at Westover, issued a statement applauding the Obama administration's decision. The Democrat said, quote, "We should now take this opportunity to come together in a bipartisan manner to fix our broken immigration system." Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren said Patrick had responded appropriately to the humanitarian crisis on the country's southern border. She also called for action in Congress on immigration reform.
The Senate passed an immigration bill. It is the House of Representatives that refuses to vote on an immigration bill. And the reason for that is that the Republican leadership in the House of Representatives is doing everything it can to block meaningful immigration reform. And it is causing one problem after another in this country, and it is fundamentally wrong.
Opponents of Patrick's plan had scheduled a protest for this Sunday at a highway rotary in Chicopee near the entrance to Westover. About 100 people rallied there on July 27th. A protest over the governor's plan at the State House attracted about 1,000 demonstrators. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.